Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to the return of The Score for 2022. On tonight's programme, we'll be hearing from Maxie Curran, the LYIT Sigerson Cup manager, as they look into their championship campaign, which starts next Tuesday against IT Carlow. We'll also be getting his thoughts ahead of the new season. Of course, he's also Donegal senior ladies manager as well. Both the Donegal footballers and the hurlers will start the year this coming weekend with respective games in the Dr. McKenna Cup and the Conor McGurk Cup. We'll be speaking with Mickey McCann, Donegal senior hurling manager. But up first, we're going to speak with the Donegal senior football manager, and that, of course, is Declan Boner. They'll start the year at McCool Park in Ballybuffet tomorrow night, Friday, as they play host to Down. By the way, we'll have live commentary from that game for you tomorrow night on our website. You can join us on highlandradio.com. Well, it is, of course, pre-season competition. Preparations are being well laid down for the start of the league. Donegal, of course, get up and running in Sligo against Mayo on the last Sunday of this month. There's still a number of the regular players to come back into full training mode with Donegal as they target a return for the league. And of course, some of them are targeting a return for the championship in April time. But one thing we do know, tomorrow night, Friday, it's going to be a much different looking Donegal senior team. It's going to be a mix of regulars and a number of new faces as well. And it's all about getting game time, as Declan Boner told me earlier today. Good to talk to you. Start off a new year once again. And as always, when you have plans in place, there's always a bit of excitement on the training pitch with guys coming together and putting plans in place and looking forward to what hopefully will be a good year of football.
Yeah, listen, Oisin. Yeah, every year is the same. You turn and you want to get back at it as quick as possible. And I know it's probably been different circumstances over the last couple of years, but it's great for us just to get back again and getting a bit of pre-season done and now just getting into game situations. And, you know, once these games start and starts Friday evening, then it's week in, week out, then game on. And that's what you want to be in. The lads are looking forward to it. You can see it during the week. There's a bit of an edge there, and that's, you know, that's exactly what you want.
Yeah. I suppose we'll touch on the climate run at the minute with COVID. It's affected every walk of life and every sort of corner of the county, Declan. How have you managed to progress through it over the last couple of weeks?
Well, we're like everyone else, Josh, and we haven't missed it, that's for sure. But no, listen, we've managed it, and the majority of lads have come through, and some of you have definitely were out of commission there for a couple of weeks. But no, luckily we're not too bad now at the minute. And listen, it's something that we're going to have to manage, and it's a challenge. There's no doubt about that there. But listen, we're not the only ones. It's an all walk of life, and we just have to get on with it and cope with it as best we can.
Yeah, you're managing COVID, but you're also, of course, managing a squad as well, Declan, and managing some of the players that have been there for a long time is very key to your plans as well. Obviously, we're talking about the likes of Michael Murphy and Neil McGee, who were injury prone last year. Where are they at the moment, Declan? Because obviously they're two huge influential players around a dressing room, and how do you go about managing the situation with both of them now in the coming months?
Yeah, listen, it's and that you have to manage the situation. That's for sure. And you know, both guys are back on program, and you know whether they'll get much game time going into National League is questionable. We're hoping that we will need to get them on the pitch, no doubt about that there, because ultimately when the league's over, the championship starts 2 weeks later, and you know, priority is going to be championship. But again, they're going to need some game time in the National League, and yeah, I'd expect both of them to get to see some game time, definitely.
Yeah, and in relation to the panel that you have at the moment available to you, Declan, it's going to be a different looking Donegal team, is it, come Friday night in Ballybuffet?
Yeah, it will be. There'll be a number of familiar faces. There'll be a number of new guys coming in starting for the first time, that's for sure. It's going to be a young squad. You know, when you see the team tomorrow night, it's going to probably be, you're talking about average age, maybe around about 23 years of age, a young team. But listen, it's a lot of exciting young players coming through. It's going to take them time, there's no doubt about it. So we're going to have to see them now in action is one thing, watching and going through training sessions over the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's another thing. They're going into competitive action, and, you know, we're coming against a down team under new management. And, you know, they'll ask us plenty of questions. And, you know, it's where you want to be, and it's where you get most of the learnings from.
Yeah, so we're going to expect several senior debutants on a Donegal jersey then, Declan?
Yeah, you'll see a number for sure. Yeah, that's for sure, Ross, and you will do. And you'll see a number of guys that we need to get game time into. Some of the guys maybe that didn't get much game time in 2021 through maybe injuries or whatever else, coming back on board. So listen, yeah, it's going to be. As I say, it's good to get back. It's good to get back into competitive action. And as I say, there'll be games now week in, week out, and we'll be looking through a number of players over the next number of weeks before we start into a very, very competitive National League campaign against Mayo at the end of the month. And then, you know, there's a lot of big games down the road. So, yeah, we just want to make sure that we have a squad capable of competing now and making sure that that we're going to be very competitive in Division 1 going forward.
Yeah, listen, the development squad has turned out to be very important, because if we go back maybe to previous McKenna Cup campaigns, Declan, you were struggling at times with numbers, particularly when we had players that were out injured, and then the good run of the LYIT, of course, who were in a Sigerson Cup competition as well. So with the change of having this development squad there, it's sort of benefiting you this time of year too.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, we introduced it last year, and a number of those guys now have stepped on into the senior squad. We've done the same thing this year. We've taken in a number of the under-20s, but also lads and maybe around 23, 24 that, you know, that have looked good during the club championship, have taken them back in. So, yeah, there's a balance there between those guys. And I said the door is never closed on anyone. And but no, it's been great that we've been set to work with these guys now over the last 4 or 5 weeks, that we have a panel ready to play in the McKenna Cup. And it gives the likes of the older, more experienced guys that bit of time off also, and to get them ready for a challenging league campaign that's going to start. But like, it's a very, when you look at it, Oisin, there's you know, Sigerson starts next week for a lot of guys. So and our group at the minute, between development and the squad itself, is ending up to maybe 13, 14 players that's going to be involved next week in Sigerson. So we've got to manage that. And there's a lot of games coming up, and we just don't want to pick up too many injuries at any stage. But, you know, especially the start of the season, so we want to make sure that, you know, these guys have been managed properly now over the next number of weeks.
Yeah, and I suppose, Declan, it's important too to have a very strong relationship with the likes of the LYT manager, you know, well, Maxie Curran, and added into that as well, the under 20 boss, Gary Duffy. I suppose it's imperative that you guys within that triangle all have a good working relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the communication has to be priority in that. And, you know, we have the LYT, you have the 20s, but you have also other guys, you have the DCU. We have a number of guys in DCU, we have guys in UCD, NUAG, Queen's. So they're all over the place in terms of, so we, you know, yeah, we've got to be talking to those guys, those managers also, and making sure that the players are not going to, you know, are not being overused. But yeah, it is a balance, like, no doubt about it. But I suppose the good thing is, Oisin, that we're back in action, we're back into competitive action, and hopefully, you know, it's great to see spectators coming back in again for the match in the McKenna Cup. Hopefully it's a good thing, all support there tomorrow evening.
Yeah, and hopefully get a good support. We are expecting that it will be a youthful downside tomorrow night as well, Declan.
Yeah, I would take that. You know, they're under new management, and you know, the one thing that James McCartan never lacked as a player was confidence. And, you know, when he was manager back last time round, I think he got them to an All-Ireland final in 2010. So, yeah, he comes with plenty of playing experience, plenty of managerial experience, and, you know, we'll have a group of players that will want to impress management as they. Move into a very competitive Division 2 campaign also. So yeah, listen, it should be an interesting game tomorrow evening, and it's one that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, just looking ahead to the following Saturday, have you ever kicked a ball in Port Glenone and Ballymena before?
No, I didn't. I don't even know where it is, to be quite honest. I think I've heard of it all right, so I was doing a bit of research on it there. So yeah, listen, it'll be interesting going up there next week. I've never been up there. The only time when I was playing, it was Caseman Park or nowhere, and, you know, we played a number of matches in Caseman, but Caseman's gone over the last number of years. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be a new experience for us anyway.
Yeah, and obviously there's matches against Down and Antrim to come, but Declan, do you see this competition as getting these players more game time and bringing players back? Do you target of trying to get to a final of the McKenna Cup?
Listen, Oisin, what's the good thing about it? And, you know, I'm a firm supporter of the McKenna Cup, not just probably the McKenna Cup at this time of the year is perfect, because otherwise we would definitely be looking at getting a challenge match in this weekend and the next weekend in preparation for a start of a National League campaign. So now you're playing competitive matches, you're getting a chance to look at some of the fringe players, you're also getting a chance to look at guys that you need to get game time into going into a National League campaign. And you know, we're hopeful that we can get over these games, and the more games we can get played now in the next couple of weeks, the better. And we'll be just taking every game as it comes, but we'll also want to win those games.
Finally then, Declan, listen, you're back in for another term as Donegal manager, and yes, there's a bit of change to the squad, but obviously you feel with the new management team now that you have around you, Declan, and with the group of players, that you can get back to a successful level again.
I'm not. Listen, Oisin, it's competitive. There's no doubt. We know we're in a group this year. Division One is probably as competitive as it has ever been. You know, the year gone by, 2021. You know, we came up short. You know, circumstances went against us against Tyrone, and ultimately Tyrone went on to win it. Do we have to improve? Naturally, yeah, we do. We know we have to improve. We have to improve, especially without the ball. We have to get better. And again, you know. We've been working on that there. We've changed up in terms of backroom team. There's no guarantees. There's a lot of teams out there, a lot of top teams out there investing a lot of money in their senior inter-county team. So, yeah, we're one of those teams that want to be at that top table. And as I say, the preparation for us is underway, and the first competitive match now is against Down. So, yeah, we're hoping to build. We're hoping to build for a successful season, and that's the plan.
OK, listen, Declan, many thanks for taking the call. We'll talk to you after the game on Friday night.
OK, thanks, Oisin.
There you go, that's Donegal boss Declan Bonner. And once again, we'll have live commentary from that game on our website, highlandradio.com, tomorrow night from Ballybuffet. Donegal against Down in the Dr. McKenna Cup throws in at 7:30. At the same time, tomorrow night in Owen Beg, Derry will also be starting the year with a game in the McKenna Cup. Monaghan will be the opposition and the visitors to the Derry venue as Rory Gallagher gets the year up and running as well with the Oakleaf County. Turn your attention to hurling, and Donegal are playing in the Conor McGurk Cup this coming weekend. They're going to play their first game in the competition against Antrim. That match is taking place on Saturday afternoon, and it starts at 1:30. It was scheduled to be the second game for Donegal. They were due to play Derry this week, but their neighbours pulled out of the competition and what would have been their only home game in the competition. But now they've got two trips to Belfast. The first of those is against Antrim on Saturday. The second is against University Ulster Jordanstown, who took victory against Antrim in the opening match earlier this week. Today, I was speaking to Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann as he outlined his plans for the Conor McGurk competition and what lies ahead, of course, in the league as well. Well, Mickey, it's good to talk to you. Back into the swing of action once again this weekend in the Conor McGurk Cup. And I suppose before we look at that competition, what's it been like over the last number of weeks for you? Because COVID very much hot across the country, Mickey, and it's affecting all sorts of life, and it's affecting sides preparing for sport once again as well. So how have the hurlers and how have you as a management team managed to sort of filter through it?
We had our fair share of it, to be honest, and we just have to keep an eye on it. And the boys are gone for 10 days at a time, and you know, anybody that tells you any different that they're not getting it is lying, I think, Oisin. So we've had our fair share of it, Oisin. Over Christmas, maybe from December, we've maybe 8 or 9 players that were positive through the last 4 or 5 weeks. So I mean, a couple of close contacts and stuff. Look, it's affected things. Preparation, you know, but I think everybody's up against it, Oisin, and you just have to let the boys take their time out and wait on them back, you know. So look, it's not ideal, but at the same time, we're kind of used to it now, Oisin, the last 2 seasons, and we be as careful as possible. We don't use the change rooms and stuff, you know, but players still pick it up in different areas, you know.
Yeah, how does it leave you then for a squad this weekend? You'll numbers wise, you'll have enough anyway, will you, Mickey?
We're as I say, we had a good few cases over the last 5 or 6 weeks, and a lot of boys have passed it now. So this week we should have no bar fielding, Oisin. We should have 20, 24 players available this. So fairly, we have a couple of boys out, but we've no bother getting a team together, you know.
Yeah. How do you rate this competition, the Conor McGurk competition? Obviously, you're in the mix with Antrim and University of Jordanstown. Derry was supposed to be there as well. It's been a couple of years since you played on it, Mickey. So how beneficial is the McGurk Cup for Donegal hurling?
I think this year especially, actually, you know, in preparation, it would have been hard to get friendlies and stuff, you know, with COVID. So it's perfect set up for us now to get ready for the league and maybe get a look at a couple of young boys and a couple of new faces that we've in. And look, to be playing the likes of Antrim is a good test. I know they probably won't be full strength, but at the same time, another wee. So look, games against Antrim and Jordanstown, Queens are down, you know, are hard to come by. So look, it's perfect preparation for us, actually, and as management, saves us a lot of hassle and trying to ring about and get friendly. So look, we read it perfect for getting us ready for the league. You know, results won't really matter. I think it's more of getting yourself together and playing as a team and getting ready for the league, you know.
Yeah, one game played already this week. Jordanstown beats Antrim, didn't they?
They did, and I suppose I was just chatting to the organiser of the Girl Cup. It was Antrim under-20s team to be playing out with a few panel members. So the Antrim senior team's out in the Wilds Cup on Sunday, so I think it'll be under-20s again with a few panel members. So look, good test. Antrim first team are probably a bit strong for us, I think, to be fair. So we're kind of happy that it is there under-21s along with a few strengtheners, you know. So so Jordanstown must be a decent side too, actually, when they turned over Antrim, you know.
Yeah. What sort of side are you going to line out with? Is it going to be much changed from the last time we've seen Donegal Hurlers take to the field?
Yeah, I suppose a few young boys we're looking to get a look at, actually, maybe last season. Rory Campbell come on board, Connor Gertland, two young boys, and they've progressed very well training, and look, they're putting themselves about, and they don't look out of place, so it'll be a good test for them maybe to go on, especially boys when they're playing against maybe Antrim under-21s, boys their own age group. And it'll be a good test for the likes of them. And then with the likes of Brian McIntyre and Dara Malija on board from St Union's this year, who haven't played County before, so look, we'll be getting a look at them two boys actually as well. Maybe the likes of Sean McVeigh, them just back training after Christmas there, the long club season, we football and hurling, and with the likes of Danny Cullen away on honeymoon and stuff, and a couple of injuries. So will not be full strength, I think, but a good chance for us to get a look at four or five new faces, you know.
Yeah, and a couple of boys not committing to 2022. Joe Boyle retired last year, and then you got him back on the field again, so you did, Mickey. Lee Henderson's decided to hang up the inter-county boots as well, but two men that have give serious service to Donegal down through the years.
They have two great players through the years, Oisin, and I suppose we just got Joe back last year. The club was just too much for him, Oisin. He'd love to play, but it's just too much, and he's playing with Turin there. He's club hurling Turin at the minute, so he's happy enough, and we're happy enough to leave him at that. So Joe, you can't ask much more of him, you know. And Lee, another great servant, Oisin. I suppose the last few seasons he's been a bit of injury prone, you know, and it's hell and back from settling down a first team spot, you know. And he's well capable of being on that team. It's just the legs and the injuries has caught up with him, and he's getting married and building a house, I think, so he's decided to call the Amy and have a chat, and fair enough, we left in good terms, and Lee's been great through the years, a good character about the team, you know. And two big losses, actually, and you know, you're going to get that every year, there's going to be changes, but that's two big faces gone, you know.
Yeah, the big face coming back in that wasn't available to you last year. Is Davin Flynn committing then for this year?
He has, aye, and he's back and training well, actually, and suppose he didn't really commit to club or county last year, only came back to Stanta around the time of the final, you know. So, but he's promised to give it a shot for this year, looking a big plus, and maybe something that we were missing up front last year. It was that finishing edge, I think, when the chance was there to put games out of reach, and luck, he'll be a big plus for us too, I think.
Yeah. Has it been disappointing that Derry pulled out of the competition?
It was, I think, because I know they've been missing the slot, Neil Banagher contingent, but it was our only home game in the competition, so we were looking to get one home game out of it, you know. So, but at the same time, with COVID and the two main clubs not available, you can understand why the numbers aren't there. But it would have been nice to get a home game in this competition, but that's the way it is now. We're going to travel to Belfast a couple of weeks in a row, you know.
Yeah, this of course is all part of preparing for the league, and your immediate target last year was staying up in Division 1B, and you achieved that, so you did, Michael, and that's going to be the first goal again this year. Derry,
yeah,
in there, Mayo in there, London is your first match on the 6th of February.
Yes, I suppose the first couple of games actually are going to be massive against London and Sligo. Two games where we need to get something out of, especially London at home. The downside of London, having a London Forest action, you know nothing about them as their team changes that much from year to year. So they're going to be coming to Letterkenny, and we're going to know very little of what they have compared to last year, or if they're stronger or weaker. So you're a bit on the blind side there, so you have to get your own house in order. But look, maintaining Division 2B is massive for this team, and it's going to be hard got to, I think, but you know, we've got to make the most of these first couple of games, and maybe try to get a couple of points on the board. and towards the end, like you're away to Mayo and away to Wicklow, so you've got to try to get 4 points out of your two home games anyway, I think, you know.
Yep. I know we've got a new year, Mickey, and I don't want to end on a sour note, but is it still hurting from the way the year finished last year and the Nicky record in the championship?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, look, we felt that we've pushed on again, ahead of Tyrone and all again, you know, but at the end of the day, the Tyrone are a lot hungrier than us, I think, and that happens through the year. We won it in November, and then you beat Tyrone in the semi-final, being hot favourites. It really, really was hard to kick, especially when you beat the likes of Mayo in the final year before. So, and then Tyrone to go on to the final, and Mayo to turn them over hand enough. I felt if we got the final, it'd have been a great encounter again against Mayo. We're up and tuck the last four or five games. So, very disappointing. Was hard to take, Oisin. And look, we were probably stepping away there if we'd have got the Nicky record final and another rattle Mayo. But look, we felt met a few players and stuff, and we feel that, we wouldn't be back unless we feel like we can give that Nicky record more shot. So if we can maintain our league spot, Oisin, and try to get to that Nicky record final again, and see if we can get an order out in Croke Park to lift that cup again.
Yeah, and does the hard graft and running on the hard ground and the dirty nights that we're experiencing at the minute, does that all prove, does that all be part of success later in the year, does it?
Of course it does, and the one thing you learn from it, that the players are still hungry for it when they're out in December and January and putting the hard slog in, that means that they want it again, you know. So this part of the year is very important for us, because with such a condensed season, I think that the hard training is going to be few and far between. Once the matches start, you know you're going to be recovering on a Tuesday night and then getting ready for a game on the weekend again when you train Thursday. So you've got to get the hard work done now. As I say, I think over from the start of the league to the 21st of May, there's only maybe 3 weeks break between league and championship and stuff. So you really got to get the legs working now and get the bank all them hard training sessions and be in good shape to get ready for matches, you know.
Okay, listen, we look forward to the season ahead. Mickey, thanks for joining us and the best of luck.
No, all right, I
think. That's Donegal hurling boss Mickey McCann looking ahead to that Conor McGurk Cup game against Antrim this coming weekend. Just one other note of a fixture been played at the weekend in Ulster too. It's the Intermediate Club Championship Final. There's a bit of a northwest feel about this because Derry and Tyrone champions are set to collide in Glen in Mahara. 1 o'clock is the start time on Sunday. Moortown up against Staithstown for the right to be provincial intermediate champions. Time now to look ahead to a fixture which is taking place next week. It is the Higher Education Third Level Championship, the Sigerson Cup, where the LYT of Letterkenny are playing IT Carlo. Both of these colleges know each other pretty well. The last time the competition was played in 2019, it did of course fall due to COVID last year. But under Michael Murphy, the LYT went the whole way to the semi-final and lost out to IT Carlo in the last four of the competition. This time around, Donegal have a new manager in the form of Maxi Kern. Maxi, of course, is also the Donegal senior ladies boss as well, but he's very much focused in on the higher education over the last couple of months and preparing a team to take on Carlo in the opening round. Now, remember, even if Letterkenny suffer defeat next week, they're still in the competition. They go through the backdoor qualifying system, which is very much like the system used for the qualifiers in the hurling at intercounty senior level. So there's a lot coming up now in the next number of months for Max's boss of the ladies and the man in charge of the LYIT. He was telling me earlier today that he very much thrives on having a busy schedule.
Yeah. Look, it's all we know at this stage, you know, and it definitely helps shorten the winter, if nothing else.
Anyway, your most immediate focus is that of the Sigerson competition against IT Carlo. Have you got a venue yet, by the way, for that game?
No venue confirmed. The last conversation we had, they were hoping maybe Abbottstown would have been the venue at this point. But again, that's unconfirmed. So we'll hopefully get that confirmed the next day or so. But look, we are expecting to be in around the greater Dublin area on Tuesday evening anyway.
Okay. Tell us, how's preparations been for the game?
Look, it's a very strange competition. It's one that's new to me, the third level scene, and it's you know, you mentioned the busy time. It's going to be over relatively quick. You know, it ends in mid February, so it's a real sprint of a competition. As I say, it's new to me, but from going on what how it runs every other year. This year has been particularly difficult with the whole COVID situation. The league was kind of an opt in, opt out operation. They didn't attach the usual level of importance to it or stipulate teams that had to play matches, and we ended up having our match with Sligo fell victim due to COVID. GMIT didn't play us because they had knocked out earlier in the competition. So, you know, it was a very difficult league campaign, and in that regard, we just didn't get the game that you would normally get at this level. So we're going in a wee bit blind. But look, in saying that, our squad is 95% Donegal based. So, you know, these guys all know themselves pretty well. So we're probably fortunate in that regard compared to other colleges who are pulling from many different counties.
Yeah, but the college's football, it's an exciting brand of football. So it is, Maxie.
It's a lovely brand of football. And if you talk to any of the lads, you know, that would have been involved in Donegal over the last, you know, few years, you know, they would all, you know, rave about the college football. It's, you know, while it's a short run and it's a very different type of operation to, you know, a county scene or a club scene, you know, it's relatively tactics free. You know, it's not, teams are not overcoached or coached to death, and, you know, players get a chance to play and the shackles are taken off to an extent, and, you know, you're relying on just the innate ability and talent of guys a lot of the time, as opposed to games, you know, game plans and systems and structures of play that have been developed over time. So, you know, that in itself is nice, and there's a wee bit of freedom for the guys. And, you know, these boys involved at Sigerton level are all on county teams, and we all know the level of seriousness that's attached to that. And, you know, nowadays the senior club championship and club championship at all is a very highly intense competition now. So, you know, this is maybe a small step down from that. And I think the boys really enjoy that fact, you know, and they're getting to play with fellas that they haven't played with before. You know, we would have a large chunk of Donegal under 20s, and we have a nice contingent of Donegal senior players who will play together and, you know, that would never have played together before. So there's that wee bit of a freshness, wee bit of excitement, you know, for the boys. And look, we just know that they're very keen to get going now next week.
Yeah, you might give us maybe a flavour of your panel, the likes of players that you have on board there.
Yeah, look, we're quite fortunate at the minute. You know, we've probably, you know, six or seven members of the Donegal senior panel and the extended development squad. You know, the likes of Jack McSharry and Ryan McFadden, Rory O'Donnell would have been involved in the development squad side of it. And then, you know, you have your Jason McGee, Keelan Ward, Patter Mogan, Conor O'Donnell from Cairn Dunna, you know, seasoned inter-county players, you know, and it's great to have those lads on board. It's a great lift for some of the younger fellas, you know, to be playing along with players of that calibre. And, you know, and then you have your, you know, you have a couple of some unions lads, Kieran Tobin and Owen Dowling, who had great club championships with the unions and got county medals at senior and under 21 level. And the two lads from Glen Swilly, Jack Galler and Keelan Dunleavy, also part of last year's under 20 squad. You know, those guys are about as well. And they bring a good bit of experience and a good bit of experience playing at senior football. So, look, that's, and then with a, you know, there's a few lads from outside the county. You know, Liam Gaughan from Sligo is involved with us. He would have played against Mayo in the championship last year. We haven't seen that much of Liam. He's been one of the fathers of the COVID situation, so we haven't had that much of him. His club, Tour de Strand, went deep into the Connacht club championship, so he hasn't been around much. But again, look, he's a player we're glad to have on board. You know, and mentioning the calibre of those players, I think it speaks volumes of where LYAT as an education institution have put themselves. You know, we're now in a place where, you know, the top footballers in Donegal are now considering Letterkenny as a viable option to go and do their studies, whereas in the past a lot of our players would have went for the Dublins and the Jordanstown and these places, but now they're staying around in Letterkenny, and that's great for Donegal football because they're close to home and they're, you know, the travelling is not an issue. They're available for training for county teams, so I think it's a win-win for everybody. And I think, you know, the level of courses now available in LYT is making it a very exciting prospect having Sigerson football in Donegal and in Letterkenny. And, you know, the sports courses and now have the masters and that going on in sport as well, which is brilliant. And I think it's the start of something really exciting for Donegal.
Carlo is the opposition. There's a bit of history there. As we know, under Michael Murphy, the benchmark was set with LYAT getting to the semi-final stage 2 years ago when the competition was last played. I'm sure there's a lot of change within both sides. What do you make of the opposition, Maxie?
Yeah, there's significant change. You know, Donegal would have the likes of Michael Langham playing at that time.
Carlow are the hosts for the competition this year, so it is a big year for them. But look, we have seen over the years where, you know, ITs have come along. Tralee, you know, a few years back had a very strong team and won a couple. Sligo came with a strong Donegal contingent and won a couple. And, you know, the ITs have proved over the years that they're well able to compete. And Carlow are no different. You know, like ourselves now in Letterkenny, they offer a wide range of sports courses, and that attracts a certain type of student in terms of their, you know, a lot of the inter-county players tend to, you know, look into the sports arena for educational qualifications. And Carlow, like ourselves, have put on some very good courses of late, and they're attracting a high calibre of sporting athletes. And you know, that's reflected in the performance of both teams in the Sigerson a couple of years ago, and the both teams would have high aspirations of getting a good run in this year's competition as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't end on Tuesday if the LYAT or Carlow was to suffer defeat, because there's the qualifying system in the competition as well, Maxa.
Yeah, there's I think it's 16 teams at the minute, and the eight winners will go into one side of the draw and the eight losers go on the other side of the draw. And look, they will all come together again in round three. But yeah, there is. Should we win on Tuesday, we play the winners of UL, David Clifford and Co. Or Sligo IT. If we lose, we play the loser of that game. So yeah, look, it's you're nearly guaranteed you're guaranteed the two games and a real good chance you'll get three as well. So look, it is exciting, and it's a sprint, and you know, there's no massive amount of training involved in it for the boys. They just get to play matches hell for leather, and that's exciting, because we all, you know, we've heard many a discussion about the ratio of games to training in the GA. So this is one competition where it's the exact opposite, you know, where it's all about the games, and you know, you're playing against different colleges, and lots of Donegal boys playing for different colleges. We've seen the DCU fresher team or second year team win the second year competition before Christmas, with seven Donegal lads playing. So look, it's exciting to see so many Donegal fellas playing at the different colleges, and look, we're hopeful we get to cross swords with a few of them in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, just moving away from the colleges action, obviously you're prepping for a new season as well with the Donegal senior ladies. Mark McHugh and your brother Barney Curran on board. You've made the decision to make them part of your management team. What are they going to bring to the table for you, Maxi?
Well, yeah, look, those two boys and Paul Fisher as well have come in to go over the strength condition side of it. And look, everyone knows the importance that the conditioning coach has in Gaelic games nowadays. And you know, Mark himself was a very talented footballer and a very smart player. You know, with a sharp football brain, and look, he had a good run with the Fermanagh under-20s and minors over the last couple of years, and we just felt somewhat of Mark's profile. You know, he's young and energetic and, you know, keen to cut his teeth in coaching circles. That was a very good fit, you know, for us. Barney's had a couple of very good years. He won three championships in Boston over the last, in Donegal, over the last 3 years, and was involved in Downing's run there to Ulster final as well in the junior championship. So, and look, Barney would have trained the Gaelics in 2010 when they won the Intermediate All-Ireland. So, look, it was a game, just the timing was right. And as I say, Paul Fisher, we feel, is a massive coup, because, you know, it's quite a young Donegal squad, probably the youngest been for a long time. And there's a lot of young girls there who will be playing for Donegal in years to come. And it was important to put those girls on the right track, you know, from a conditioning perspective. And because we've spoken before about the some of the older girls that are very close to the end of their time, and it will be quite a transitional period for Donegal over the next couple of years, and we just felt it was important that we had to invest in the future as well, and try and develop some of those girls so they're ready to step in when the older girls step away in a year or so time. So look, it's exciting times, and we've spoken a lot, and many an interview you and I have had, Oisin, about the potential, but at some point potential has got to deliver, and we feel that we've invested heavily in the backroom team, and we feel that maybe that should definitely give us an extra bounce, and hopefully push us on that extra few yards we need to get to.
Just before we let you go, Maxi, obviously we've got the men's football and the McKenna Cup, and the hurlers are in the McGurk Cup, and it's all preparation towards the league. You start your league in February, but there's no pre-season competition for you, Maxi. Is that something you would like to see change from a ladies' point of view?
Well, look, they've embarked on this split season model now for both of us, and I think there was quite a bit of surprise that the men actually went to the pre-season tournament, considering the season was going to be that condensed, you know. And look, you have to question the wisdom of forcing three matches in the 10 or 12 days at this time of year. There's a 7-game league coming for the men starting in January. The girls, is even it's a different landscape. We have they have retained the league structure from last year with the two groups of four. So we're paired with Mayo, Galway and Westmeath again, just like last year. So we start on the 12th of February and we have our league then wrapping up in the towards the middle of March. So we have quite a bit of time to get ready for the league, which is nice, you know, when you have a group of younger girls that are trying to cut their teeth. So yeah, we'll be looking for friendlies. You wouldn't have to do it. You have a pre-season tournament, so look, you can argue for and against, and you know, I think the men will, you know, they'll have played 10 competitive matches by the middle of March. So you know, that's a lot of football, but it's what people want. That's what, you know, it's what brings about the excitement and supporters as well, as when the games are being played. So look, it's an interesting time ahead. You know, there's a lot of talk about the split season and the effect that has on people, because you know, county players now are going 12 months a year, which is tough on them. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. It may not just be the holy grail that everybody thought that it might be, you know.
Well, we'll wait and see. Listen, Max, we'll talk more about the Donegal Senior Ladies before the league starts next month, but in the meantime, all we can do is wish you the best of luck with the Sigerson campaign, which starts next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.
That's Max O'Curran, manager of the Donegal Senior Ladies and the man in charge of the LYIT, who are heading into Sigerson Cup action next Tuesday evening against IT Carlo. And that is it from the Score programme for tonight. Remember, if you missed any of the show tonight, you can nip over to the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. The playback option is available there. Our next sport here in Highland is a bulletin with Chris Ashmore tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. From me, Oisin Kelly, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.